Jose Oakley.
Matt Compton live from the floor of the Republican National Convention. Nominee John McCain is getting some applause as he steps out to inspect the new runway stage built overnight for the acceptance speech he has wanted to deliver for nearly a decade. It's a different look than last night's podium, where running mate Sarah Palin was watched by an estimated 37 million viewers. My colleague Vic Ratner has more on tonight's McCain moment, and Vic joins us live.
And the man who knows John McCain best, friend and confidant Mark Salter, is behind tonight's speech, maybe the most important McCain has ever given. Don't look for the high-flying rhetoric of Barack Obama, we're told. Instead, something more down-to-earth, maybe more specific about what McCain would do as president. I'm Vic Ratner, ABC News, live in St. Paul. Now with more news, here's Sherry Preston.
Stocks were way down this afternoon following some bad economic news and new concerns about a couple more Wall Street firms. The rise of recent reeks all but erased, so a buying opportunity? Not.
No, anybody who's calling this a buying opportunity is probably walking in a padded room in a bathrobe and paper slippers.
UBS Financial Services market analyst Art Cashin. Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick has agreed to resign as part of a plea deal in the felony obstruction charges he was facing. Some in Detroit say it's about time.
It's like a weight being lifted off of people's shoulders.
Kilpatrick's mess included racy text messages he sent to a former aide and had been going on for the past 7 months. Ken Cockrell Jr. takes over for Kilpatrick.
Over the next few days, I will seek the advice, counsel, and input of the community and business leaders, as well as clergy and others, to help create an agenda for moving the city of Detroit forward.
Tropical storm Hannah is forecast to strike the U.S. along the coast of the Carolinas by Saturday. Its winds could hit sooner. Hurricane Ike is also waiting and growing, could hit Florida next week. Dow down 326, NASDAQ down 69. You're listening to ABC News.
R's for Richmond, the bubble race before the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup begins. Yes, R stands for a lot of things, but if R is going to represent any one thing, it's the race that decides the final spots of the Chase Field. With apologies to Rock and Roll and Richard Petty. Let's be real. R stands for Richard Petty first, Rock and Roll second, and Richmond third, which isn't bad. A top three finish is pretty respectable.
The NASCAR Sprint Cup is on ABC. Coverage begins Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern with the Chevy Rock and Roll 400 at Richmond.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-336-1989. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-336-1989. 1-800-336-1989.
Investigators in Washington State are still at work on eight different crime scenes from Tuesday's shooting rampage. Six people were killed in all the attacks, and all but one of the victims will be brought to the medical examiner's office for autopsies.
We do anticipate that those autopsies will be done in the following 3 days. We don't anticipate any information regarding the victims beyond their identities to be released anytime before that.
Everett, Washington Police Sergeant Robert Getz. New survey on drug use finds fewer people abusing cocaine and meth, but more people becoming addicted to their prescriptions. ABC's Barbara Britt says one recovering addict today shared a story.
Getting treatment for addiction is critical, says former junkie Nathan Anderson, who began using marijuana and alcohol at 13. And then,
I was introduced to OxyContin, and a love affair ensued that would take me to the depths of despair. A 130-pound shell of a man, homeless, toothless, and without hope.
After 4 years of recovery, Nathan is now a husband, father, university student, and full-time worker.
Today, I have hope, and I am free. Today, I am the American dream.
Experts say 22 million American addicts don't even think they need treatment. Barbara Britt, ABC News, Washington.
Story about a thief who should have thought a little more about using a stolen credit card. The man from Iowa City signed his own name and signature when he paid for cigarettes in a coffee house with a stolen credit card. He also presented his own driver's license when a clerk at another store asked to see it. After leaving his signature all over the place, he was eventually caught. This is ABC News.
Now you can lower cholesterol by taking a Centrum multivitamin. Introducing Centrum Cardio, the first and only leading complete multivitamin that can lower cholesterol. Centrum Cardio contains Corowise, a natural ingredient that can lower cholesterol. You may see results in as little as 4 weeks. The lower cholesterol you want from the name you trust. Centrum Cardio. Good for your cholesterol, good for the rest of you. 400 milligrams free phytosterols taken twice a day for a total daily intake of at least 800 milligrams as part of a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGL Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. The three suspects arrested in connection with a string of takeover restaurant robberies in Oakland are due to be arraigned this afternoon in Alameda County Superior Court. At least two of the suspects have prior felony convictions. KGL's Greg Edmonds will be there. California taxpayers are ponying up about $46,000 a week for state senators' living expenses while they meet to try and reach a deal on a state budget. Traffic now. Here's KGL's Robin Winston.
A stall for the Santa Cruz Mountain southbound 17 just before Bear Creek. The right lane is blocked. When it comes to saving, WaMu gives you the power to choose the option that best fits your needs, including great rates on CDs and money market accounts. Learn more at your local WaMu in the Bay Area today. Saving at WaMu, woohoo! I'm Robin Winston, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Robin. Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting sunny and very warm around the Bay this afternoon. Hot inland, highs in the 70s at the ocean, about 85 in San Francisco, near 100 in the south, I mean the north and the east phase. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
It's Dr. Dina Dell. Welcome to the program once again. This is an interesting way of expressing your, is this political or religious? I can't tell. But attorneys here for a particular group of folks that represent supporters of the same-sex marriage ban say that people have a legal right to leave PG&E if they disagree with the utility company's position. Now, they donated $250,000 to the campaign against same-sex marriage, in support of it, PG&E did, and according to this institute, that pro-marriage customers are outraged. So the organization is urging people to switch to another natural gas provider. I didn't know there was one. I mean, can you just in your town? I mean, the lines all run and they're all supplied. I don't know how this works unless you're getting propane delivery, and that's particularly okay, but they're not talking about this. And they want to find a natural gas provider that would support traditional marriage. And I'm thinking to myself, think about it if this plays out, that because of your religious or moral conviction, and you certainly have a right to all kinds of different products, but just think where this could go. And we see so much of this in America today at such a late stage in our development. And I guess folks who feel that they're in the right never think about other religious groups and other moral groups who just may turn their world topsy-turvy by demanding the same kind of a treatment. And we've talked about this before when it comes to healthcare providers, right? Who will not give you your birth control pills because they're morally objecting to it, and then we just extended that. And we all kind of chuckled when the Islamic checkout person wouldn't handle the pork roast that you bought and wouldn't ring up the register. And we laugh about the Hindu who would not allow you to have any medication at all because most medications contain gelatin, and that's derived from animals. And the cab driver, you know, the Jewish cab driver who said, uh-oh, I'm sorry, it's sundown, I can't drive on the Sabbath, and leaves you stranded. It goes on and on and on. The greatness of America is that we are tolerant of all points of view. Government is government. All right? And speaking of which, how do you think the Vatican feels about when you die in terms of harvesting your organs? And this is actually unusual. The Vatican is staying away from it. The Vatican distanced itself today from an article in its newspaper suggesting that we reopen the debate on when a person is dead for reasons of transplants. Now, imagine the difficulty some people have deciding when life begins. Can you imagine trying to decide when life ends? Right? The day, the minute, the second, the microsecond you die, and I'm not trying to define it here, there are lots of cells in your body. Your organs are obviously alive because we can take them and transplant them into somebody else. So part of you is dead, part of you is alive. Nah, you're all kind of semi-dead at the time. You know, brain death, this means the brain isn't really working. Doesn't mean every cell in it is dead. Thankfully, the Pope is smart enough to back out. And the late John Paul said that if doctors were scrupulously sure that the cessation of brain activity was irreversible and total, that they could proceed with transplants. Whew, we dodged one here. This is fascinating, sure to cause a lot of controversy. It says if you put religion in your teenager's life, you're going to make them worse and more depressed, depending upon the ethnic group they're in. All right? I think it's safe to say that youngsters involved in religious activities, they do well. They may do better than kids who aren't. Doesn't mean we all have to be religious. We all want to walk to the beat of our own drummer. It used to be a country where you could do that. Now, this is one of the few studies I know of that looked at the effects of religious participation on the mental health of minorities. All right? Now, previous research shows that teens who are active in religious services are depressed less often because religion provides these adolescents with social support and a sense of belonging, and that's a good thing. Nobody objects to that. But it doesn't hold true for all adolescents, particularly minorities and some females. White and African-American adolescents had fewer depressive symptoms at high levels of religious participation. But for some Latino and Asian American adolescents, attending church more often affected their mood negatively. Highly active Latinos in church, more depressed than their peers who went to church less often. Females of all races and ethnic groups are more likely to have symptoms of depression than males overall. Possibly, it's the tensions that they face in balancing the conflicting ideals and customs of the religion with those of mainstream culture. So it's a good article. You know, you can go look it up. It's in it's at Ohio State University has got the full paper. All right. Hey, do you ever want to just throw the television out? You ever think about? I mean, when I was younger, you know, and a hippie, I didn't have TV for a long time. Now, Heather makes fun of me because there's all kinds of things I've never heard of in popular culture. But I lived for years and years and years, you know, as a bush hippie, a back-to-the-lander, didn't even have electricity. It was great. I can't say I'm happier now because of it. That is the kind of person who actually doesn't have TV. Those of you in this world of ours, 1% of you to 2% max, do not have a television, abstain from it. And, of course, life without TV to most of you is like foregoing food or shelter or, you know, the Internet. Recent study of those who live without found that 2/3 fall into the crunchy granola set, the rest into the religious, ultra-conservative right-wing camp. Fascinating, right? They had to really work to find people who didn't have a television. As I said, 1% of you. Here's someone who gave up television 13 years ago. It's something I didn't want in the house. It's a perpetual annoyance, like a gnat. Some give it up to avoid exposing their families to the excessive sex and violence and consumerism. Others object to the medium itself, claiming television intrudes too much into their lives, interferes with conversation, takes away from the family. Finally, some people have a beef with the power and the values of the television industry and don't want its influence in their home. Average adult watches 3 hours a day. None viewers had a greater variety of things they did with their free time than viewers did. When parents cut TV out of their homes, they reported their kids didn't bug them as much for junk food and toys. They also said giving up TV made their children easier to manage. What do people do instead? Radio. Most felt satisfied getting news from newspapers. And radio. Time warp, huh? The problem is a lot of the kids, though, resented feeling left out. They felt funny when other kids talk about shows and actors on television. I do that all the time. I mean, I feel left out when I hear Heather and Kyle here talking about things I never heard of. And by the time they reach later adolescence, most had come full circle and said they did okay without it. I would only add one thing. It ain't the TV, friends. It's what you're watching. That's like saying, let's give up art and pictures and photography. Let's pull our eyeballs out of our heads. Television is a visual medium. You can see wonderful, educational, and I'm a hardcore anti-TV person, and yet there are fabulous things on TV. But you have got to choose to watching them. There's an education out there. And controlling your kids' watching habits is what the trick is, all right? Another study on steroid use among men. Most bodybuilders who take muscle-building steroids risk sexual problems, reduce fertility, heart problems. Among bodybuilders who started taking anabolic steroids for the first time, repeated testing over 2 years shows a dip in male hormone levels. Shrunken testicles, guys. Did you notice that in the weightlifting contestants? Low sperm counts, enlarged breasts, low levels of heart-healthy HDL cholesterol, And there's a picture going around the internet that's pretty unusual. The worst case of acne I've ever seen. This guy just, oh, it is very, very sad what he did with himself. Psychological disturbances, behavioral disturbances, relationship problems, emotional inconsistency, lack of motivation, apathy, depression. I mean, okay, is that enough? Hello? Here we go again. The whole thing with vaccines started in 1998 with research published in a British medical journal by a guy named Andrew Wakefield saying that vaccines were linked to autism. That's how it began. He not only is undergoing disciplinary action, okay, the medical journal has withdrawn the research because it was sloppy, and scientists at Columbia University said, hey, let's redo the study and do it better and see what happens. So they looked for evidence of genetic material from the measles virus in intestinal tissue samples from kids with autism who also had GA problems. They compared those to kids who didn't have them. They analyzed and redid the whole study and the way they looked at it. And remember, friends, measles kills a quarter of a million people a year. A quarter of a million people a year, mostly kids. Do you feel a little spoiled? The samples were analyzed in three laboratories, which were not told which came from which. The end, you should be reading in your newspapers today, no evidence of autism linked to the measles virus or the measles. Is that enough? And then you gotta love the fringe people out there. They put out their press releases. They blow hot and cold like politicians, you know, when the information suits them. They'll say one thing out of one side of their mouth and then the opposite. So now these anti-vaccination groups are trying to find some critique of the details of the science when everything they say and do and promote to you is anti-scientific and not based in any science. And when science comes up with a study, they try to pick away at the science to further their cause. The best news of all is that they are such a teeny tiny fringe group. It's quite remarkable that when you really look at the details in vaccination and you look at the exact numbers in terms of kids not getting their vaccines, it's less than 1% in terms of people who are really being freaky out there. So their message is not being heard or followed. So what can I tell you? Child brides, I guess getting pregnant out of wedlock is a lot in the news lately for obvious reasons. But this is a more serious look at this. The number of girls in poorer countries who marry under the age of 18 will double to 100 million in this next decade. And the side effects are horrible. Global food crisis makes it worse, pushes more families to send their young daughters into marriage to deal with poverty. Child brides suffer. They end their education, more likely to be injured or die during childbirth because their bodies aren't developed. And I just read the paragraphs here on sex with these girls, and it's just horrible. Highest child marriage rates, 53% of girls were married under the age of 15 in some countries. An issue is, of course, they're forced to have sex before their bodies are ready. They have no access to reliable reproductive health advice or services. The forced sex causes tissue damage. It goes on and on. It's just horrible. But you see how poverty spins off and affects all of us. Here's an interesting piece on cigarettes. And I've wondered about this. I'm not a cigarette smoker, and a lot of you have helped me understand this. For instance, coffee and cigarettes, why do they go together? Well, the nicotine's power may be in how it enhances other experiences. Smokers who enjoy coffee, nicotine makes a cup of coffee even better. Now I'll become a smoker. People have a very regimented thing that they do when they smoke. If you think about where people smoke, who they smoke with, you realize it occurs in very specific places, often with a specific group of people. Maybe it's why nicotine is so addictive. If you get used to having that extra satisfaction from things you normally enjoy, not having nicotine reduces the enjoyment in a given activity. People may not be smoking to obtain, you know, a pleasurable drug state, even though it does. They're smoking in order to regulate their mood, and that effect could make nicotine more addictive. So they're really looking into here, National Institute of Drug Abuse, why people smoke. You know, in the morning it wakes you up, in the evenings it relaxes you. They looked at how rats, for instance, respond to a sweet taste after nicotine. They show that nicotine has comparable effects on sweet taste. That is, the rats respond more to sugar water after the nicotine. So I find that really interesting. And then a headline here that I won't get into the details because you can fill the blanks in yourself. While strawberry jam and other consumer products are strictly regulated, required to pass stringent tests before they can be sold, tobacco, no restrictions. Manufacturers can and do add anything they want to the product. So the headline is, why strawberry jam is more regulated than cigarettes? You think about it that way, you kind of wonder, like, what? What's going on here? All right, are you ready? Are you headed for plastic surgery? You think you need it? Why your mirror may be lying to you. I find this a fascinating look into plastic surgery and who thinks they need it and they really don't, and who really do need it and they don't want it. All right? If you're thinking of plastic surgery, you need to hear this story. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, 1-800-548-8255, or TALK. I'll be right back.
If you ride a motorcycle, you might be thinking, oi, GEICO customers seem to be having a lot of fun and saving money on their car insurance. But what about us bikers? Why can't we save money? This makes us angry. Let's form a biker gang and go and tell them what for. Oi, hold on, just call it. GEICO insures all sorts of motorcycles like cruisers, street, sport, touring and high performance bikes. So they're on it. Now let's have a little smile.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including motorcycles. Call 1-800-44-CYCLE or visit GEICO.com.
No one can stop all identity theft. That's why LifeLock and their $1 million service guarantee is so important. With LifeLock's guarantee, you'll never be out a penny of your own money or a minute of your own time because of identity theft. Don't wait. Protect yourself and those you love right now by calling 800-440-4894 or go to LifeLock.com. That's 800-440-4894 or LifeLock.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free by calling 1-800-664-9409. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes, and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-664-9409. That's 1-800-664-9409. Call now, 1-800-664-9409.
What if I told you could magically erase all the flaws in your skin? The acne, the dark circles, rosacea, birthmarks, any imperfection. Hi, I'm Lisa Givens, and I want to tell you about my revolutionary corrective cosmetic called Sheer Cover that you can try for yourself free for 30 days. Sheer Cover is guaranteed to give anyone perfect skin instantly. Brush it on, and your problems disappear. So grab a pen, because in a minute, you're going to hear a phone number to get you started for free. You see, Sheer Cover is different. It's made from minerals that allow your skin to breathe while covering every blemish and imperfection with just the flick of a brush. It leaves your skin flawless, naturally radiant, and luminescent.
To get your free 30-day supply of Sheer Cover, call 1-800-974-8524, and you'll become a believer. For perfect skin in an instant, call 1-800-974-8524. That's 1-800-974-8524. Call now.
How do you want to feel today? Call 800-548-8255, 800-548-TALK, and be well with Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. All right, let's talk to Ron. Welcome to the program, Ron.
Yes. Hi, Doctor.
Yes, sir.
I was reading the local newspaper, and I wished I kept that article, but there was an article in there. There's a report out that supposedly the flu shots are not effective for senior citizens, especially over 70.
Yes.
Have you heard anything of that report?
Well, of course, of course. There have been that report and counter reports and counter reports all over the place. And it is true that there was a study. And you got to remember, when it comes to scientific information, as you know, depending on the quality and size of the study, it's the weight of evidence that determines these issues, because we've all been through, you know, a period in history when one study finds something's good for you, next study is bad, three in a row good, six in a row bad. And in the end, you just kind of weigh it all and try to determine which are the better studies and the details and how they were done. So, one of the problems with studying death in older people and flu is people don't die. How do I explain this? When you die from the flu, you die from a pneumonia. You may get the flu 1 week, and it doesn't go away, and it lingers, and then a bacterial pneumonia sets in, and you are determined to have died from the pneumonia. Or, depending upon the particular facility, they might say, well, this person had a flu a few weeks ago, and that's what they died from, but in reality, the flu had nothing to do with it. So they're going back over it. They're looking at all the details and trying to figure this out. It's like men who have vasectomies have more prostate cancer. Well, it's because men who have vasectomies, these things are called detection biases. Men who have vasectomies go to the urologist more. They get their prostates examined more, and more prostate cancer is picked up. So for a while, we were afraid of vasectomies might cause prostate cancer. In the meantime, the CDC, everybody who knows all about this report, still you vaccinate. It causes no harm, and the other part of it is, in any given year, and this is why the studies have to be done very carefully, you know, the flu vaccine doesn't hit it every time. Last year, it didn't. The flu vaccine right now, you see, that is being distributed and getting ready for flu season was manufactured last May, trying to predict which particular germ was going to be the biggie this year. And we have no way of being 100% accurate. So that's really what kills us, right? That's really what's killing us in this whole regard. So keep an open mind. We'll go from there. Let's talk to John. How you doing, John? Welcome to the program.
Yes. My question is about the relationship of health problems to gay politics. And in particular, for example, don't ask, no, don't tell policy. Isn't it true that a person has to tell the physician that he is gay in order to be diagnosed correctly in certain situations? That's my first question.
Well, yeah, sure. What's the second one? I'll do them both.
Okay, the second one is in relationship to gay marriage, and I make the case that, you know, both left and right know that gay that marriage promotes monogamy, and monogamy prevents certain kinds of disease.
And I'm sorry. Say that again. I didn't hear you. That
okay
about monogamy?
Gay that marriage promotes monogamy.
Right.
And monogamy prevents certain kinds of disease. So
right.
And nobody's going to argue that it doesn't, that there's a moral imperative as well that would help promote monogamy. So isn't it true that people would get AIDS that wouldn't otherwise if we disallow gay marriage?
Whew. I'm not sure I follow that, but if you're saying, you know, it's what you bring into the marriage. And certainly with gay marriage, monogamy is, I don't know anyone's ever done the data. I just know a lot of really, really, really long-term happy gay marriages with kids and the whole deal. So, and statistically, you know, you can feel what you want, but, you know, statistically, of course, there is no difference between kids raised in a gay family or a heterosexual family. You just got to look at the data. And I understand where people are coming from. Gay marriage is no threat to anybody. It's not in, you know, gay relationships is no more than there ever were 100 years ago or 200. It's what it is, if that's your point. The other thing is about don't ask, don't tell. It's between a physician and the person. Yes, a gay person should tell the physician about their particular sexual habits, so should a heterosexual person who can engage in the same sexual acts, which increase the rate of HIV. All right. I hope I got the gist of your question. I'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. John McCain's service to America is expected to be one of the themes tonight during his speech that will close the GOP National Convention. You'll hear that live here on KGO. Barack Obama's top strategist is dismissing last night's speech by GOP vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin as dishonest about the Democrats' record. Yahoo stock has fallen to its lowest level in nearly 5 years. Shares fell today as low as $17.81, a price unseen since October 2003. The Dow fell 344 points. The S&P dropped 38. The NASDAQ down 74. Sunny and warm today, clear and mild tonight. Today is a spare the air day. I'm Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-958-8856. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-958-8856 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-958-8856. That's 800-958-8856.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-507-7991 for your free tape. Call 1-800-507-7991. 1-800-507-7991.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code Cisco to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, Cisco, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you're a Bay Area foodie, then there's an online community that you have to be part of. One that shares your passion for great food and wine. The new DiningAround.com website will indulge your never-ending quest to please your palate. Join today for the chance to win a 6-hour Sonoma County wine tour. 4 to 6 guests from Lynn Durling's Artisan Wine Tours. That includes delicious food and wine pairings. The San Francisco Bay Area is the capital of American gastronomy. Let the new DiningAround.com be your Bay Area guide to the finer tastes in life.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, we're going to talk a little here about plastic surgery. I got to tell you, I learned this one early. It's a piece about who needs it, who doesn't, and the frustration that ensues between you and your doctor. And I remember very early in my career doing an eye job on a lady, and I did a perfect job. You know, I was very proud of myself. And she wasn't happy. She came in with her mirror. She's trying to show me things I just couldn't see. As I said, it was a perfect eye job. She drove me absolutely crazy. Well, this turns out to be one of the biggest issues in plastic surgery that's not talked about and aired before the public, but talked about between doctors. And here's a piece here that gets into it, starting with some basics that you should know, but a lot of plastic surgeons don't. The motivating factor for a lot of people who want to change their appearance has more to do with their emotional issues than physical issues. They may want to get a marriage proposal, save a marriage, get a better job. And no amount of surgery, no matter how well done, will guarantee that's going to happen. And when it doesn't, that's the patient that comes back to bite you and to blame the doctors. And they say here these television makeover programs, are partly to blame. 5 years ago, 40% of the practices, this is a plastic surgery consultant, that I consulted with had a patient care coordinator on staff to help assess potential patients. That's really critical. That's, you can be a brilliant plastic surgeon, but if you don't screen your patients well, and I learned this early in my career, boy, I had a mentor who says, you know something, part of being happy in medicine is screening your patients and taking on patients that you feel you're going to be able to help and recognizing the ones that there's no amount of plastic surgery is going to help them. And you can turn a person down, they'll find another doctor to do it. He says, malpractice is hard to prove when it comes to elective cosmetic surgery. Like you go in and you want to sue a doctor. Man, I don't like the way my nose looks. The jury's going to look at you like you're nuts. Especially if there's no post-surgical medical problems. Whether or not a nose job made you look fantastic or horrible, it's very subjective. Facial plastic surgeons say some of their most taxing cases involve former patients who don't sue, but vent their frustrations online in the comments section of plastic surgery websites. And there's a bunch of them out there, and they just slam their doctors, often unfairly. Patient selection is not a perfect science, nor is it a skill taught in medical schools, I guarantee you that. Rather, a facial plastic surgeon learns which patients to turn away and which ones to keep. Very, very critical. And it would help for you to consider this ahead of time so you kind of know whether you're going to get... I mean, it was always taught, of course. And you often say that when you talk to women, you know, you should ask them, you know, are you in a divorce? What do you expect to get? I mean, some basic questions. And, you know, women think they're going to, you know, turn their marriage around because they get plastic surgery. It often doesn't. All right. Let's see. Let's talk to Jill. This is Dr. Dell. Jill, you're on the air.
Hi. First of all, love your show. It's very informative. Enjoy you very much.
Thank you.
I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and my mom used to always say, don't go swimming if you just ate. Don't go in for 30 minutes or you'll get cramps. And I'm wondering, as an adult, swimming a lot, is that an old wives' tale or is it really true?
Yeah, pretty much old wives' tale. My mother used to tell me that all the time. Oh, my gosh. And I would not eat. Because I was such an avid swimmer, I just would skip it. Well, if you're going to stick to that, Mom, then the heck with it. I'm not going to eat. I'm going to water. You can't eat. You're going to starve. You couldn't win with my mother. And the idea was you're going to get she had all kinds of different words. You'll get a cramp and you'll sink to the bottom. I was actually worried about that as a kid. I would get frightened. It may have to do with certain sports. If you, like, run right after you eat, we feel the stomach, the weight of food in the stomach bounces up and down and bounces and yanks on these ligaments that hold the stomach up. You know, there's not just ligaments in the bones. You wonder how your innards, you know, stay there. And they're suspended from the back wall of your abdominal cavity by certain structures. And we thought, maybe yanking on those. And we thought, no, maybe it's the diaphragm that gets deprived of oxygen, and that's what a stitch is. And so it's an unnecessary proscription against swimming after you eat. In general, with vigorous athletic activity, you're probably best not to do it right afterwards because you'll just be uncomfortable, right? All right, Sonia in Sandpoint, Idaho. How you doing, Sonia?
Hi, Dr. Dean. Hi. I am seeing a chiropractor, and he's using lasers and magnets, and I'm detoxifying out of my feet, and I'm just wondering what you think about that.
Yeah, the detoxifying out of your feet is total, complete quackery. I can tell you all kinds of funny little things Consumer Reporters have done with these devices, you know, and you can put distilled water on them and they turn all the colors. And I would run. I think the person, you know, doesn't understand science is often what happens. And or, you know, I always divide quacks into two kinds. There are those who know they're ripping you off. Unfortunately, there's too many of those and just kind of laugh behind your back all the way to the bank, because of how gullible we are. And there are those who are just poorly educated and don't understand a lot of these matters and just think that an anecdote means that it's real and they think they're doing the right thing. And then there you go. Either way, the detox in your feet does nothing. And what kind of lasers? Are you using a cold laser or something like that? And for what reason?
Yes. He said to start up my muscles again that haven't been used.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all ridiculous. You know, I don't want to get into all the cold chiropractic thing, but if you got a musculoskeletal thing and you feel it's helping you, even though, as you know, if chiropractic came on the scene today, in other words, you know, here's a funny thing. If I were a physician and I started claiming that people had misaligned spines causing all their diseases and started to manipulate, I'd lose my license. I'd lose my license. Because it's, I'm just practicing unscientific medicine. The fact is that the chiropractic profession kind of got grandfathered in, and they are a pretty powerful group, so they keep doing what they're doing, even though somehow they don't have to justify and prove scientifically that what they do works. And it isn't that everything medical doctors do works either, you know? But, you know, you want to make a statistical chart here. You certainly can find that, you know, the vast majority of what medical doctors do has science behind it, and the majority of what chiropractors do does not have science behind it, and yet they have a lot of believers and people who go to them. And in some senses, you know, given what happens when you take your backache to a lot of doctors, you walk out with OxyContin and addicted to narcotic drugs sometimes, I don't mind if you feel that you can get your problem solved by visiting a chiropractor. But chiropractors themselves divide up into a variety of subgroups, and many chiropractors would laugh at the chiropractor you're seeing and say, this guy is out of touch, he's giving chiropractic a bad name, and there are enough backaches and musculoskeletal problems in America today that we can make a living, you know, without resorting to totally abject quackery. And yet, there are no rules to stop this person from doing it. There's also the foot bath one. You know, they put your feet and that detoxifies and the stuff turns brown. It's all a chemical trick. Anyway, that's that. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Udell. We'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Stay tuned.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and will be sold. Homes may be sold for very little money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-339-1890. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes quickly, so listings may not always remain available in all areas. So act now. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-339-1890. That's 800.
You must be your fairy godmother.
Yes. It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh,
That does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council. 78.
Energy Hog to Team! Get in that house and waste some energy!
No problem! It's got leaky windows!
And no attic insulation!
This house is under attack by Energy Hogs. They show up anywhere energy's wasted.
Nuwasha, it's not Energy Star rated.
You have the power to get rid of Energy Hogs.
Someone's home!
And he's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
Go to EnergyHog.org for fun games and lots of hog-busting tips.
EnergyHog.org? That's it! Get out of there!
Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the...
The biggest threat to freedom isn't the next corporation involved in a scandal. It's not covert government operations or even politicians. The most immediate, persistent, avoidable threat to your freedom is you. You're the only one that can keep yourself from voting, from writing a letter to your congressman, from reading a newspaper. Listen, take advantage of your rights. Learn how at explorefreedomusa.org. Your freedom thrives only when you use it. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk to Chris in Indiana. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well, thank you. I have a question about doctors' behavior, and I don't mean to be mean-spirited, but I'm sort of shocked by some of the doctors' behaviors that I see, and I guess I want to know if there's any study about the social behavior of doctors. And let me tell you a brief story. A friend of mine was beaten up. He's a gay man. He was in the emergency room. The nurses asked him, as they're getting everything settled, what happened. He said, well, it was a gay bashing. He was unapologetic about saying that. And at that point, a surgeon who was going to be working on him stopped and on his heels spun around and said, are you gay? And he said, yes. And he says, do you have AIDS? And he said, no. And then he just spun around on his heels and walked away. And I was so shocked about that story, and I guess I just want to know, is there something about the profession that makes people so seemingly antisocial, or is it just, you know, a bad doctor at the time?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it now. Now, you know, Chris, you certainly know we don't judge entire huge groups of otherwise noble people by the bad apples. I mean, I could say the same thing about politicians and Christians, and, you know, we can go on and on about here. But the answer to your question is that was inappropriate. And indeed, I would say that there are a lot of doctors out there who just don't quite, you know, have an appropriate attitude. We're not taught this in medical school. It's supposed to be screened out and also taught, though, and honed during clinical training. But it is such an intense experience that very often it doesn't come through. And, you know, we used to think there are certain subspecialties in medicine where their rudeness was, you know, worse, that there are specialties in medicine where people don't see living patients. You know, think of pathologists. They do autopsies, dead patients, right? And anesthesiologists, where the patients are asleep most of the time. And radiologists who, well, nowadays they do see sometimes the patient themselves versus data, versus the pediatrician or the internist. You know, surgeons in general are supposed to have more intense personalities. And all I can tell you is that is an inappropriate way to handle it. And if I had seen it or someone else, or I would definitely consider reporting that to the authorities at the hospital. The doctor, in turn, you know, sits and does surgery all day long, day in and day out, day in and day out. I was about to operate on a person, and that person might have AIDS. The doctor's putting his life at risk also. You know, a scalpel can easily go through two gloves. Gloves don't protect. Rubber gloves? Are you kidding? Not going to protect you from a needle stick or a slip of the knife. Surgeons cut themselves all the time. It's like everybody does. I've seen the best carpenters and carpentry make and cabinet makers in the world, you know, cut off their thumbs and ding themselves. You know, I'm an ex-surgeon in a surgical subspecialty that required extreme delicacy and hand-eye coordination, and yet I do chores around the house. It seems I can't hammer a nail anymore or a screwdriver. I'll come away with one little scratch or a ding, and I figure, gee, I'm supposed to be good at this stuff. So, you know, it happens. So the doctor's expressing his own anxieties about that, and it would be appropriate to look in the patient's chart, where of course an HIV test would be done before surgery. You don't blurt out in the corridor, are you gay? And it's just, listen, this is the kind of social learning that we're all going through. You know, it was not very long ago when this was a very, very racist country. You know, we're reminded about that all the time. And little by little, the majority of people move on. But there are still folks on Earth and still folks in this country who still harbor these older ideas and thoughts. Social change takes a while. In the Society of Medicine and Doctors, you know, we learn too, albeit slowly. And I agree that it's inappropriate. But in terms of medical culture, I'll say one last thing and I'll play into your hands. You know, medical training is very inhumane as far as I'm concerned. Now, I may have a different attitude, but I've seen enough surveys and doctors. It was a boot camp mentality. I entered medicine caring about people, wanting to help people, a whole different attitude. When I finished, I didn't like my patients, and I like people. I think you can sense that about me. I didn't like my patients. I hated doing it. It just got beat out of me. Now, I understand it's changed a little bit in that you can't make a doctor, a young doctor, work more than 80 hours a week. I remember 110-hour weeks. 80 hours a week. Wow, that's great. That makes me feel like a human being at the end of a shift like that. So, indeed, medical educators now are recognizing this, that a lot of criticism about a profession, you know, has to do with attitude and personality. You can't teach bedside manner. You might help someone with it. You can't teach the friendliness. It's just like politicians. Some of them can stand up in front of on a podium and give a great communicative speech. Some of them, really smart, brilliant people. But, oh my God, listen to them talk. It puts you asleep. They don't communicate a thing. Right? We're all born with that. No, you can nourish it, develop it, etc. So we have to accept that in our politicians as well as in doctors. Unfortunately, with politicians, we really think that's great. And unfortunately, with doctors, the same deal. Most of you want doctors who are friendly and nice and talk to you about your roses and your kitty cats, which is crazy. And most of us seem to respond to politicians that give great speeches, as opposed to looking at what they know, their knowledge, their brilliance, their understanding of the complexities of this modern world. Enough said. I'm Dr. Dean Dell. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Stay tuned.
Thank you, and we're back. You know, when it comes to fighting crime, he's never going to roll over. He's McGruff the Crime Dog.
Roll over. You're okay, Joy.
Thanks.
And I got two words to make your neighborhood safer.
Uh-huh.
Coffee cake.
Ah, the old poison coffee cake trick. The crook takes a bite, falls down to the ground.
No, it's for your neighbors.
You want to poison your neighbors?
No, never.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, for 25 years, I've been given tips about preventing crime. One of them is to invite people over for a cup of coffee and share the problems you see on your street and what to do about them.
That's great.
You can invite your local police officer to help, too.
I'd come to your doghouse with coffee cake in a safer neighborhood.
You can cut down on crime by not just locking your door, but opening up to your neighbors.
Still, a 10-pound bundt cake dropped on a bad guy's foot could help.
It couldn't hurt. And go on to weprevent.org for other tips could help, too.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497.
Ew. It's
stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Ah, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk to Peter in New York. How you doing, Peter? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Doctor. Before I forget, you mentioned, doctor's training and boot camp. After I hang up, maybe you can just tell me what you think of Dr. House.
Dr. Who?
House.
Oh, yeah. I have one of our daughter seems to, she says, I remind her of him. And I've actually, it's one doctor show I've seen one or two episodes, which I enjoy. I like the character, the characterization, and I like the, you know, how you have to think like a detective in some medical diagnoses and stuff like that. Go on with your question.
Okay. Starting at the end, my scrotum turned bright red, it was driving me nuts. Turned out to be, the doctor said, a fungus infection, so I got over the counter, and I was treating it with some steroids, and he said, stop that. So after 4 or 5 days of treatment, it's better, but not that much better. And when I look at the mirror, I want to know, can you tell just from the color, how red are your balls supposed to be or not be, compared to the rest of the skin?
Yeah, does it itch, or do you see anything abnormal in the skin, or does it itch, or anything like that?
It was itching raw.
In my experience, when you get a fungus in that area, it's almost more common in the folds. That the scrotum itself is often doesn't bear the brunt of it. You got to be really careful and have the right diagnosis. If it is the normal routine type of fungus that grows in that part of the body, it should respond quickly and immediately to the antifungal. The enemy, again, it's like with athlete's foot and other types of these fungi, is moisture. And there should be some redness. I mean, the point is, I'd go rather than the color. And there's all different colors. I mean, there's blue. That happens. And the amount of redness will vary with the temperature. I see a lot of men who are irritated by laundry soap and the type of underwear they're wearing. And it has nothing to do with a fungus. A doctor should actually maybe give a little scraping and they can look under a microscope. So there's a vast, vast range in color. I would go with the symptoms. If it's itchy and irritated and the scratching also can make it red. So you got stuff to look into. Join us for our next program. Be well till then.
Do you know why you get more forgetful as you age? It's because your brain's nerve cells are actually dying off. In fact, by the age of 30, you could be losing tens of thousands of brain cells every day. But now, there's a product that can help you get those brain cells back. And you can try it for free. MemoProof is a revolutionary breakthrough that protects existing brain cells and actually stimulates the growth of new brain cells that support memory. Experience dramatically improved memory, concentration, and mental sharpness in just 30 days. See for yourself. Find out how to get a free 60-day supply at 1-800-656-1057. All-natural MemoProof is clinically proven to boost brain activity after just one dose. Imagine one pill a day keeping you sharp as a tack, actually stimulating the growth of new brain cells. If you struggle with mild memory or concentration problems, call now for your free 60-day supply of MemoProof at 1-800-656-1057. That's 1-800-656-1057. 1-800-656-1057.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beach? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
I'm Gil Gross. We are live again at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul. Coming